welcome to pod 41 of the official Palace pod. I'm Chris Grissom from Palace TV, which you can watch on YouTube, the official Palace app, eagles.cpfc.co.uk, and on all the social media channels. Well, this weekend, it's Women's Football Weekend, which means it's a great opportunity for us to focus entirely on the Crystal Palace women's side. They've got a game on Sunday. That's Sunday the 17th of November. And if you're listening to this before then, get down there for the game. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff against London City Lionesses. The match day price, so if you get there on the day, is £7 for adults. If you buy in advance, it's £5 for adults. But if you're a season ticket holder at Crystal Palace or a paid member, it's only £2.50. It's £2.50 for adults, £2.50 for over 65s. But best of all, it's free for anyone under 16, and that's free of charge to anyone under 16, even if you're not a season ticket holder or a paid member. So it's a fantastic opportunity to get down there and watch the Crystal Palace women play. It's always an entertaining day out. It's a nice family atmosphere, and they're a good laugh as well, as you can see from our Meet the Team video on YouTube. And another video that we're working on, which will be coming out next week, is an interview with Ria Laudat, who is one of the players. She is also an interior designer, and we went to one of her projects that she's working on, chatted to her about how she balances working as an interior designer with playing for the women's team as well, because it's one of the challenges for all the players in the team is balancing their work around being a player as well, because they're semi-professional at the moment. It was a really interesting long chat with her, so we're gonna turn it into a lot shorter video, probably about 6 or 7 minutes long. But this was over 20 minutes of chat about her career, and I thought it was really interesting to get an insight into how she came to be at Palace and everything she's done before. So here is the interview with Ria Laudat.
Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Woodford Green in Essex, in England.
And how did you get, can you remember your first memories of football? What's your...
I would say, so the first memories of football was playing in the garden with my brother. We used to play for hours on end, and then I used to go and watch him play. And I remember like seeing a women's team playing, and I'd say, oh, like, to my dad, I really would love to play for a team. So he got me into a local team, which was Buckhurstill Girls Football Club. So I was there for about maybe 2-3 seasons. Then I moved to Leyton Orient Centre of Excellence, which, funny enough, was the first team I saw when I was younger. And I was like, oh, Dad, I really want to play for a team. And it happened to be Leyton Orient. So I eventually ended up playing for them. That was like a good experience. I was there for like 6 seasons until under 16s. And then after that, I moved to West Ham ladies at the time, and then I was there for 2 seasons. And kind of in between Leyton Orient and West Ham, I used to play for a boys team called Interwood, and we'd go like on to tours like to Cyprus, which was like a really amazing experience. And then after West Ham, I went to the States, so I was offered a full scholarship at the Academy of Art University, which is in San Francisco, where I was able to study interior architectural design, as it's the only art school in the whole of the NCAA. So we were known as like the artist athletes. And then after that, after being out there for 4.5 years, I played for, well, whilst I was there, I played, after graduating from the uni, I played for the Olympic Club for like half a season, which is, it's actually quite a prestigious club in terms of it's the oldest country club in the United States. So their women's team had like won nationals and stuff like that. So it was really like good team to be a part of in terms of like networking and just like meeting different people. And then after being out in the States, I moved back to England, where I played for Tottenham Hotspurs women for 2.5 seasons before finally making my way to Crystal Palace.
But going back in time, you covered your whole life.
Yeah, basically.
Going back to the start, when you said you played on a boys' team, what was that like? How many girls were on the team?
So basically it was like a local team, and the coaches are like family friends. So I used to just go and like train on like a Friday night, and during like half terms, I always would go to their camps. So then that was like really amazing experience, just in terms of obviously playing with boys. I feel like that excelled me as a player, gave me different attributes to what maybe other girls didn't necessarily have at the time. So like obviously it was, I had to be more physical, I had to be just as quick, the game was quicker. So like those sort of attributes I would bring to my game. So I think that was like an experience in itself, but I'm thankful for that experience for sure.
Do you think there should be more mix at a younger age?
Oh, definitely. I think it's good to have the two separate, but at the same time, I think it brings that mutual respect for the players, and you know, there's different things that guys can learn from girls and girls can learn from guys. So I think bringing that together, I think it's like a good thing to exercise.
How many girls, when you were at school, were into football and were playing it?
To begin with, like primary school, I think I was like the only girl, but then I gradually got other girls to play, like at lunchtime and things like that. When I went to high school, we had a girls team, so that was like quite fun to be a part of. So there was like a good number of girls that were like interested in football and like actually played at clubs as well outside of school. So there was a few.
When it came to that point where you're leaving school and you're looking to go to university, at that point, what did you think you wanted to do career-wise?
So career-wise, I've always wanted to be a professional footballer first. And that was why I pursued going to the States, because of just like having that experience. That was kind of like the closest thing I could see myself sort of getting to, the feeling like a professional in a way, because you are treated like a professional. So that's like one of the reasons I went to the States. But I think career wise, being an athlete, it was always like, oh, something in sports science, okay, I'm gonna go to uni, study something to do with sports, which at the time I wasn't really necessarily, I didn't sort of say, oh no, I'm never going to do that, because I was looking to study sports science at university and like maybe become like a PE teacher or a sports coach. But it wasn't until I was offered a scholarship in the States that I considered doing interior design. I mean, at sixth form I did study sort of art, but that was kind of, my family's a creative, so I was kind of always in and around creative. So yeah, I think that's how I kind of got to thinking like, okay, yeah, maybe interior design's for me.
So how did you think of the States as an option? How were you made aware that you could do something like that?
Honestly, bend it like Beckham. I watched the film when I was like 10 and I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. And yeah, I made it happen basically. Yeah.
So you just applied for a scholarship?
So what happened, there's a few companies in the UK that help players get to the States. So I went through a company and they helped me getting to the States. So how they worked is they had like a showcase in England, and like a bunch of coaches from the States were invited over to watch your showcase. They also filmed like your games and stuff, and then you would like edit it and put it together as a show reel, and then they'd put it on like their Vimeo account. Mm. And then from there they'd showcase it to more coaches. So then that's how my coach sort of like contacted me, was through her seeing my show reel, not even from seeing me play. Like, she didn't come to the showcase. So yeah, she saw my footage and was like, okay, I'd like to offer you off the back of that, really.
It's so sports based out there, isn't it, around universities?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What are the stadiums like?
I didn't really, my like home ground wasn't like a stadium, but we did play in Kezar Stadium in San Francisco, which was the original San Francisco 49ers NFL stadium. Hmm. Like back in the 70s. So that was a really cool experience to be able to play in like a stadium like that. But yeah, in terms of stadiums, I mean, other universities, like, they're huge. So it's very, very professional out there in terms of being at like a level that's not, you're not necessarily a professional yet, but it's like the next best thing.
And women's football is really well respected, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the culture out there is like totally different in terms of what it is in the UK. I feel like like when you'd go like on a Sunday and you'd go to like Chrissy Fields, which is in San Francisco, and it is literally swarmed with like little girls playing football, playing soccer with like bows in their hair, and I'm just like, what? That's insane! Like they've got bows in their hair and they're playing football. Like, yeah, the culture's like very different. I think they've definitely taken it and made it their own, which I really respect them for that.
And how much did that improve you as a footballer going out there?
I definitely think it improved me a lot in terms of professionalism, setting me up for things, like, you know, doing interviews even, like, after games, like, that was a very frequent thing. And also just, like, travelling together as a team, you know, there's certain rules you have to keep within doing that. So, yeah, it definitely set me up for what I'm doing now. But also training-wise, you know, I was a full-time athlete at the time, so I was constantly training. We had like one day off in the week, we had two games a week, and we was always training. So yeah, it was very professional.
How did you fit in the learning about interior design?
There was a lot of time spent on both. So for instance, like a normal day at uni would be wake up for 6 a.m. weights, and then after weights we'd go drive to our field and have like a, I think, hour and a half, 2 hour session, drive back to campus. Because I was in San Francisco, like we was in downtown, so all our fields were like out of the main area of the city. So then we'd drive back, I'd literally have like 45 minutes to change, eat and get to class, which would start at 12 o'clock. As it was an art school, all of our classes were like 3 hours minimum. So chances are, if I had a studio class, that was a 6 hour class, so I was pretty much there all day to the early evening. Or if it was just like a regular class, it'd be 3 hours. So yeah, it was quite strenuous, but it was definitely doable in terms of everything was there for me. I was driven to practice, you know, at the time. When my first year I was like in the dorm, so like I'd go and get my food, like that was prepared. It wasn't until like my second year that I moved out into an apartment with one of my teammates, and you know, we would cook together and things like that, but she was on the team as well, so it was like quite easy. But yeah, in terms of my schedule, it was very full, it was very demanding, but I look back at it, I enjoyed it, so yeah.
I guess you did interior design because basically the plan was you wanted to play football. You did that because you have to study something.
Yeah.
Was there a point during the studying that you thought, I wouldn't actually really enjoy this?
Yeah, like honestly, from like being offered a scholarship and looking at the list of what I could study, I was like, you know what, I've always been interested in architecture, but I never really saw myself actually doing that, just because I feel like in the UK it's so like, you play sport, okay, go and do something, study sport. So then when that opportunity arose, and then like when I did go to the uni and see like the facilities and start my first classes, I was like, wow, like I definitely am like enjoying this, and this is something I'd like to pursue after uni.
So when you got back to England, actually no, let's talk about San Francisco just as a city. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
How amazing is it?
Unreal. It's an amazing city. It's got great weather, amazing people, really, really good food. And yeah, there's so much to do. Like you can go on hikes, you can go to the beach, you can go hang out in the downtown area. Yeah, it is an amazing city for sure.
So would you recommend for young players to do what you've done, your route?
Yeah, I definitely would recommend it. I'm biased in saying I'd recommend going to like a city, just because my experience was totally different to like the typical US college experience, because my campus was San Francisco, whereas like when we travelled to like other colleges, it was in the middle of nowhere, and it was just a campus, and you'd just be like, okay, fun, looks kind of fun, you know. But yeah, I'd definitely recommend going to the States and studying out there. Like, yeah, even if you weren't to play a sport out there, I'd still recommend just going and experiencing like a different culture as well.
So you came back, so you've got a degree. And you're a really good footballer. How did you go about the next stage, finding a club and work as well at the same time?
So when I got home, I started just going on trials at different teams. Obviously, it was like halfway through the season because I graduated like in the Christmas period. So yeah, I came home halfway through the season, went to like a couple of trials, well, training sessions really, and then yeah, ended up at Spurs and they liked me, so they signed me. So then I signed from there. In terms of looking for jobs, I got like a job quite quickly. So I had a few job offers actually, but yeah, the job I went with was like a quite a like prestigious company, so it was like a no-brainer to go with them. I felt, to be fair, my experience of coming home and finding a job and finding a team was actually quite easy. I think it was more for me the stages after that, like I've got an injury, I had to have surgery, that was quite a difficult period for myself. It wasn't what I had planned to happen, so yeah, that was quite a shock for myself.
And obviously working for a big company, it must have been quite a few hours. How did you balance that with the football?
Balancing work life with football at the time was really difficult. That's something I struggled with, just purely having to sit in a desk for 8 hours. That was like really difficult. And then sort of mentally preparing myself, okay, like I've got to get home, I've got to do the hour commute home to then change, grab something to eat and go again, and be focused on training, and like all in the midst of that still try and have fun. So I feel like that was quite like hard balancing for myself.
Yeah. Do you think it is quite difficult for a lot of players, because you see quite a big turnover in people coming in and out of teams, is that, do you get a lot of people that say, I just haven't got the time for it at the moment because yeah, you're not paid full time?
Yeah, I think it is very demanding. So obviously living a life where it's like, okay, I need to prioritise. So I think that is a big thing for a lot of women players, is like, okay, what do I need to prioritise? I love the game, but maybe at this moment in time right now, for this person, they can't, you know, afford to play football and work a full-time job. So something kind of has to give. So I think that, yeah, there is a big turnover of players. But I think at the same time, saying that, it is improving. So there is becoming, you know, more pay for women, and like, so then that's creating a bit more help in terms of their sort of work-life balance and just being able to like look after themselves and things like that, really.
What made you choose Palace in the summer?
I think because it was a London team. In terms of where I'm at, like I now am freelancing and, you know, building up my own company. So for me, it was, okay, it's a no-brainer. It's a London team. Yeah, I still have to commute, but it works with my life. I'm a bit more balanced, and having always played for teams that were closer to home, bar the America, it's something that was like, am I prepared to commute 2-3 hours to get to one training session, or however many training sessions a week? Well, that doesn't make sense. It would be way more than that. Am I prepared to commute like maybe, I don't know, 10 hours a week to go to a club that's like somewhere really far in the UK? At this moment in time, I'm not quite there. But because of obviously financially, that would impact me a lot. So being able to go to Palace and it be closer to my home was like a no-brainer. But also the fact that when I did go down there, there was a few girls that I knew, all the coaching staff, everyone was like really welcoming to me. So it was like, I felt comfortable there as well. So that was like something I took into consideration.
It always looks fun, training.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like it's a good laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The girls are like got a good lot of banter, so yeah.
Is it like that at most clubs? Is it always seems like...
I went to a couple of trials in the summer and it wasn't the same. But I guess when you're on trial, it's very different. Everyone, even like, you know, people are a bit tense. Even if they're on the team, it's like, oh, who's that player coming in, you know? So I think, fortunately for myself, the teams I have played on, there's always been like a good load of banter. And that's, I think, one thing as for me is like why I've always loved football as well. It's just like you know, just the community you get from it. So, yeah, it's always been that positive for myself.
What injury did you get at Spurs?
So it was a knee injury with my meniscus. And that was, yeah, that was like something that had happened, like, I think a build up of like over the years, of just kind of like wear and tear. But I was out for like 8 to 9 months. So that was like quite a big shock for myself. It wasn't like part of the plan, as I said before.
Do you play a lot? It's 3G, isn't it? That you play?
Yeah.
Did you play a lot of that in the States?
Yeah, everything was pretty much on 3G. There was only like a couple of teams that had grass pitches. So yeah, majority of it was on 3G, and we trained on 3G, and our home pitch was 3G.
So how much do you play on grass now?
Not that frequently. I feel like there's a few teams that have grass pitches. Like, I know Lewis has a grass pitch.
How much does it affect, like, the way you play at the surface? Does it?
I think that surface, the game's quicker on there, which, as a winger, I don't mind. But I think you have to be more precise with your passing, things like that.
Can we just talk about the moment when you decided to go freelance and the reason?
I decided to go freelance when basically I was going for like all these interviews for like a new job, and like there was like one job in particular that was like a really cool job, sounded like amazing, but then I was like, after the interview, I was like, I'm really not interested in this. Like, why am I not happy about this predicament that I'm in? And I was just like, oh, I'm doing this again, I'm doing the commute again. It's going to be like, I know it's going to be super strenuous in terms of like hours I'm going to be working and then commuting back and forth to like get to training as well. Like, it was, for me at the time, I was just like, this is not what I want to do. So after that, it was kind of like, I'm going to freelance. I've got some options of who I can freelance with. And then in the meantime, I'm going to build up my own business as well. So that when I, at the time, it was like, I was quite scared. But then after, when I started actually being serious about it, it was so much beneficial for myself. Like, my work-life balance was like, is so much better now. I'm able to train more, I'm able to look after my body more. Even like the food I eat and things like that, I can prepare it when I'm working from home and things like that. So definitely is really helpful. And yeah, something that I had been thinking about, but I wasn't sure on how I'd actually go about it. But yeah, right now it's working very good for myself.
And finally for this bit, Palace season, it's going a lot better for them than they did last year, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think the players that Dean's kept and that he's brought in really complement one another. So I think we're still bonding as a team, and I feel like we've got a lot more to give, and I'm excited really for what we can showcase in our next couple of games.